Now this final note on the week's news. Geoffrey Archer, or Lord Archer's Supermare, to give him his proper title, is a famous and famously wealthy English novelist, the author of poorly crafted but immensely popular Potboilers, an active and ambitious politician, and a serial idiot. This past week, he was convicted of perjury and perverting the course of justice. In the past, the then Mr. Archer was accused of shoplifting and insider trading. Critics say he fabricated a heroic war record for his father and academic honors for himself. Mr. Archer denied it all, but was forced to resign from politics 3 times. Somehow he rehabilitated himself, charmed Conservative Party politicians, and convinced former Prime Minister John Major to make him a life peer. A lord. 14 years ago, a London tabloid reported that he'd slept with a prostitute. Typically indignant, Lord Archer insisted he'd never met the lady, but he couldn't just leave it there. He sued the newspaper for libel and produced documentary evidence to back up his story. His best witness, though, was his beautiful wife, Mary, who testified that she and her husband enjoyed a full and faithful marriage. In his instructions to the jury, the entranced judge said, "Has she elegance? Has she fragrance? Would she have, without the strain of this trial, radiance?" In a line better than anything Lord Archer himself ever wrote, the judge asked, "Is he in need of cold, unloving, rubber-insulated sex in a seedy hotel?" The jury enthusiastically awarded Lord Archer $800,000 in damages. Then, in 1999, as he campaigned for mayor of London, there were charges that Archer had fabricated his entire defense, that he bought off the prostitute and forged the documents. This time, he wrote a play called The Accused and cast himself in the role of the defendant. When the time came, though, he declined to take the stand in the real courtroom and sent his wife up to testify again. The prosecutor asked Lady Archer about evidence that during the last trial in 1987, her husband was carrying on with an assistant while she, his wife, was swearing to his fidelity. Wives, she told the court, are not always the first to find out about these things. I think that we explored the further reaches of for better or for worse more than some other couples. If Lord Archer is looking for the exact word in his cell today, we might suggest hubris, Greek for overweening pride, schadenfreude, a German word for taking pleasures in the misfortune of others, or that good old English phrase, poetic justice.